Close your eyes, everybody. And I'm going to ask you all to just focus on your breathing this time. And also to think about your hands. So allow your hands the awareness, that Gurdjieff sensing exercise, so that while you watch your breath and you listen to my voice and you feel your hands, I'm going to ask you to make contact with your inner self. And over the last few minutes together, I've been explaining to you what I mean about the inner self, so you know this part of you. And maybe you're going to see it. I hope you're going to see it, and maybe you're going to feel it. But for right now, let yourself go into a trance-like state, a state of relaxation, a state where you are aware of your hands and aware of your breath, and where you can allow yourself to begin to go down the stairs. And it really doesn't matter if you see yourself going down the stairs. Or maybe you just look out of your eyes and see your feet on the stairs the way you do. Maybe you just feel what it's like to shift your weight from one foot to the other, to slide your hand down the cool metal banister. Maybe you just hear the sound of the footsteps on the steps as you go down. What does matter is that you allow yourself to descend, to go down, deeper and deeper into yourself. The further down you go, the more relaxed you become, the less aware you are of your surroundings. Your mind is clear, your breathing is easy, your body is comfortable. If thoughts come into your mind, they float away like clouds passing before the sun or raindrops sliding down a window pane. Down, down, down. Part of your mind is aware of the air moving in and out of your body. Part of your mind is aware of your hands, feeling them in that interesting way we've all discovered. Part of your mind is aware of my voice, soft and soothing. And you don't have to listen very carefully to my voice. Whenever you know what I'm going to say, you can just tune it out if you like. Part of your mind is aware of a restful feeling of floating in your body. Part of your mind is aware of yourself going down the stairs. Down, down, down. And with another part of your mind, you know that you're going to meet with your non-verbal self, with your visual, spatial, social, emotional, spiritual, sexual, musical. The one that moves and feels and does. That one. Such a big part of you, you're going down for them. They're always been there. They're always just below the surface. So part of your mind is aware that you're going down the stairs for this very purpose, for the ritual meeting of the selves, something you will do over and over in your life as you seek to gain control over yourselves, over your many selves, as you seek to forge them into a unit that can work for all their benefits. So down, 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 deeper and deeper into yourself. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, there's an archway. And off to one side in the archway, off is a cavern. Through the archway is a cavern. Off to one side in the cavern is a hallway. At the end of the hallway is a pulsing light. That's right. And when you're in touch with this life force, a great sense of peacefulness and connectedness comes over you. A sense of connection to the people in this room, a sense of connection to all the living rhythms of the universe. When you're in touch with that life force pulsing inside you, you find that you can slow it down. Slower and slower and slower. Until you find a rhythm that's soothing and comfortable for you. And part of your mind is aware of the air moving in and out of your body. And part of your mind is aware of my voice, soothing and comfortable. Part of your mind is aware of the light pulsing at the end of the tunnel. That's right, slower and slower. And part of your mind, aware of your hands all this time, can feel the pulsing of the light moving back and forth. Back and forth, slower and steadier. You see what you feel what you see. And part of your mind is ready, getting ready, all this time to meet with your inner self. And so leaving part of your mind with your hands, and part of your mind with the light, and part of your mind with my voice, and part of your mind with the breath, with one more strong, courageous part of your mind, you'll open the door to the inner chamber, and there is your inner self. And even in this restful state, each and every one of you can nod your hands. So nod your hands that you are seeing and feeling something, and make contact with your part of yourself. At this moment, you may see them. Perhaps you only feel them. Perhaps you talk to them. However it is, now you are here to set up a ritual of contact, to make peace with this part of yourself, to make progress with this part of yourself, to make partnership with this part of yourself. And over the days and weeks that you and I have worked together, you have heard the way that I address myself and the way that I have asked you to address yourself, with love, with compassion, with tolerance, with patience. So seek now the connection with this part of yourself and discuss with them the continuation of your meditative practice. Each and every one of you have been meditating from time to time or in some schedule. And now, you can present to this inner self some intentions about how one ought to meditate, at what time, for how long, in what way. And even the contacting of this inner self is itself a meditation. And on what schedule should it occur, and how should it interact? And so I'm going to ask you to stay in this lovely, relaxed state for just a few moments of silence. And speak with your inner self, or meet with your inner self, or hug your inner self, or connect in some totally nonverbal way. But understand that you are thinking about time, about how to use time, about how to create a fierce practice that will carry you to the places in your mind that you need to go. And of course, I keep promising you silence, and you don't have to listen very hard to what I'm saying, because you're all with your inner self. And I'll be back to visit you soon. And even when you come back to consciousness now and then, it's very easy to return, to make contact, to to feel in your body the place where this part of you most completely lives. And even as you are lost in your imaginings, as you are talking and connecting with your inner self, I will ask you to feel them. I will tell you that there is a place in the midline of your body, between your throat and your belly button, that you can feel this part of you. I feel mine. And as I meet with him and talk to him, as you meet with yourself, you can also feel them. And of course, the more that you meet, the easier it is to make contact at a moment's notice. This part of you is always there, always able to be consulted, but needs to be sat with. That's right. That's right. All in the mood with which you come to yourself. A mood of optimism and possibility. A mood of negotiation and compromise. In whatever way that you've made contact with your inner self today, there are an infinite number of ways to contact your inner self. It lives in everything you do. When you walk, if you feel your feet and your hands, that's your inner self. When you speak to the child within you, that's a part of your inner self. When you do any sport, when you play any instrument, when you speak any language, when you feel love and connection. So take a minute and make sure that you have a few different ways to make contact with this part of yourself. That you can do it visually, that you can do it with your body, by feeling, that you could levitate your hand and ask your inner self to communicate with you that way. That's right. And just take a minute or two and allow yourself to come back. Count backwards in your own mind from 3 to 2 to 1. When you say 3, get ready. When you say 2, open your eyes. When you say 1, wake up, feeling refreshed and relaxed.